看撒母耳记上十七章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 17.
请翻开撒母耳记上十七章。
1 Samuel chapter 17.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
撒母耳记上十七章三十一节。
1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 31. And when the words which David spoke were heard, they reported them to Saul, and he sent for him.
32.
Verse 32. Then David said to Saul, Let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine.
再看36节。
Also verse 36. Your servant has killed both lion and bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God.
再看40节。
Also verse 40. Then he took his staff in his hand and chose for himself five smooth stones from the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag in a pouch which he had, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine.
45节。
Verse 45. Then David said to the Philistine, You come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied.
47节。
Verse 47. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands.
49节。
Verse 49. Then David said, put his hand in his bag and took out a stone, and he slung it and struck the Philistine in his forehead, so that the stone sank into his forehead, and he fell on his face to the earth.
各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
感谢神的带领。
And we thank God for his guidance.
好，今天上午我们想根据这一段圣经继续来谈谈歌利亚的现代意义。
And this morning we'd like to study from this passage to learn about the meaning of Goliath to us today.
求神的灵亲自带领我们。
And may the Spirit of God guide us personally.
这一段故事很有名啊。
And this story is very famous.
相信大家都知道。
And I believe all of you know this.
就是大卫战胜哥利亚这件事。
It is the fact that David defeated Goliath.
说起来这是一件大神迹。
And if we talk about this, this is actually a great miracle.
这么高大的巨人。
That it was such a big giant.
从小学习打仗。
And this was a giant who had learned how to fight from his youth.
最后竟然死在一个牧羊的少年手中。
And yet at the end, he actually died in the hands of a young shepherd boy.
被大卫甩一颗小石子就给打死了。
And all David had to do was just sling this one stone, and then he would be dead.
你说简直是在特技表演啊。
And it just seems like this is just a show.
重点是大卫的技术真的那么好吗？
And the important point is, was it truly that David was so skilled?
不见得。
And not so.
难道这颗石子长了眼睛吗？
Or is it that this stone actually grew eyes?
不可能。
That's not possible.
那么为什么会这么巧，一颗就打中要害，而且打进脑袋里头呢？
So how is it possible that it was such a coincidence that this rock would hit him on the forehead and it would sink into his forehead?
只有一个可能。
And there's only one possibility.
这是神的作为。
That this is the work of God.
为了显明神的能力。
And it was to manifest the power of God.
同时也证实大卫所说的完全正确。
And it was also to confirm what David said to be correct.
征战的胜败并不在乎打仗的人。
And the outcome of a battle does not fall into the people who are fighting.
也不在乎所用的武器。
And it also doesn't matter what kind of weapon you use.
乃在乎全能的神。
But rather it is upon the Almighty God.
大卫就是靠着万军之神的名得胜的。
And David won victory because he relied on the name of the Lord of hosts.
因此，大卫是我们学习的榜样。
And so David is an example for us to learn from.
扫罗也就成为我们信仰的鉴戒。
And Saul also becomes a challenge to our faith.
可是哥利亚呢？
But what about Goliath?
哥利亚是当时以色列百姓的仇敌呀。
Goliath was an enemy of the Israelites at that time.
我们绝对不可以效法他。
And we cannot learn or take him as an example.
但是他在这个故事里头的分量却蛮重的哦。
But he was a very important character in this story.
为什么？
Why?
因为哥利亚的出现，不管对扫罗或大卫，都是一个决定性的关键。
Because the appearance of Goliath, what became this important turning point between with David and Goliath, David and Saul.
他的出现确实对整个事迹影响很大。
The fact that he appeared actually affected the whole situation quite a bit.
啊，值得我们留意啊。
And so this is for us to pay attention to.
因此。当我们在探讨这个故事的教训的时候
，And so when we talk about the teachings that we get from this story，
除了要留意大卫跟扫罗的表现以外
，aside from just looking at what David and Saul did，
也不可以忽略哥利亚这个角色。
We also cannot neglect Goliath, this character。
到底神把他留在圣经里是要告诉我们什么呢
？The fact that God left him in the Bible， what is it that God is trying to tell us？
哥利亚在我们今天的信仰生活当中又具有什么样的现代意义呢
？And what kind of meaning does Goliath bring to our life of faith today？
啊，很感谢主，有关这个问题，我们在不久之前已经谈过第一段。
And we thank the Lord that not too long ago we already studied the first part。
我们用两节聚会把它分成两部分来讲。
And so we have two services to talk about two different matters。
上半部分的主题是患难的挑战
，and the first one was about the challenge of tribulation in our faith。
那下半部分的主题是当忍耐到底
，and the second part of the sermon is that we must endure until the end。
啊，这是从信仰生活的角度来看的
，and so this is all from a point of view from our life of faith。
那么今天上午我们想继续来谈第二段。
And so this morning, we'd like to continue with the second part.
我们想从属灵征战的面向来说。
And we need to do this by looking at the spiritual warfare.
首先，请看撒母耳记上十七章。
And let us turn to 1 Samuel chapter 17.
第一节到第三节。
Verse 1 to verse 3.
请看撒母耳记上十七章一到三节。
1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 1 to 3. Verse 1, now the Philistines gathered their army together to battle and were gathered together as Sochish, which belonged to Judah. They encamped between Sochah and Azekah in Ephes-Damon. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and they encamped in the valley of Elah and drew up in a battle array against the Philistines. The Philistines stood on a mountain on one side and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side with a valley between them.
我们看到当时跟以色列百姓打仗的对象是非利士人。
And we see that the opposition of the Israelite army were the Philistines.
非利士人就是当时以色列百姓的仇敌啊。
The Philistines were the enemies of the Israelites.
而哥利亚正是属非利士人。
And Goliath belonged to the Philistines.
他是当时非利士人的主将。
And he was the main champion of the Philistines.
所以他代表非利士人向以色列军兵挑战了。
And so he was the one who, on behalf of the Philistines, challenged the Israelites.
啊，这是一场生死之战呐。
And this was a battle of life and death.
也是一场祝福之战呐。
And this is also
怎么说呢？
And how do we talk about this?
请看撒母耳记上十七章八到十节。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 8 to 10.
撒母耳记上十七章八到十节。
1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 8 to 10. Verse 8, then he stood and cried out to the armies of Israel and said to them, Why have you come out to line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine and you the servants of Saul? Choose a man for yourselves and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants in service. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together.
好，这里记载当时哥利亚向以色列民挑战的话。
And this records the words which Goliath used to challenge the Israelites.
真的是一场生死主仆之战。
And this was truly a battle that would determine life and death, and who would be master and who would be servant.
谁能打胜就可以得胜啊。
Whoever prevailed would win this.
谁若打败。他就必定灭亡啊
！And those who are defeated will be destroyed.
哪一边如果打赢了， 这个国家就是战胜国。
And whichever side would prevail, this would actually be the winning country.
他的百姓就享有主权，有自由。
And then their people would be able to have power and also freedom.
好像主人一般。
And they would be like the masters.
哪一边如果打败的，这个国家就变成战败国。
But then whichever side lost, then they are the losing side.
他的百姓就会失去主权，失去自由。
And their people would lose all of their power and all of their freedom.
就会沦为别人的奴隶啊。
And then they become the servants of other people.
可见这种战争非常现实啊。
And this kind of battle is very real.
结果也真的很残酷啊。
And it is also very painful.
这一点我们从人类的历史中就可以看到。
And this we can see from the history of mankind.
那当然，活在这个世界上的以色列百姓也不例外的。
And of course, the Israelites who lived in the world were not outside of this kind of battle.
所以在旧约圣经里头有不少的战争啊。
And that is why we see in the Old Testament there are many, many different battles.
那么问题是为什么人要打仗呢
？But then the question is, why do people even have to have wars?
有的说是因为利益冲突啊。
And they say that, well, sometimes they just have a difference in opinion.
有的说是因为领土啊。
And some say that it is for a spiritual difference.
有的说是因为要权力啊。
And some people say it's because of power.
甚至有的说是因为思想问题啊。
Some might even say it's because of a difference in the matter of thought.
这些都有可能的。
And these are all possible.
因为有冲突就合不来。
Because where there are conflicts, we will not be able to go together.
更因为合不来，最后就打起来。
And because we are not all in one accord, then we start to fight.
当年的以色列百姓就是这样。
And that is what happened with the Israelites at that time.
我们请看《申命记》第七章一到五节。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 1 to 5.
请看《申命记》第七章一到五节。
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 1 to 5. Verse 1, when the Lord your God brings you into the land which you go to possess, and he cast out many nations before you, the Hittites and the Jerizzites and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than you. And when the Lord your God delivers them over to you, you shall conquer them and utterly destroy them.You shall make no covenant with them, nor show mercy to them. Nor shall you make marriages with them. You shall not give your daughter to their sons, nor take their daughter for your son. For they will turn your sons away from following me to serve other gods, so that the anger of the Lord will be aroused against you and destroy you suddenly. But thus you shall deal with them. You shall destroy their altars and break down their sacred pillars and cut down their wooden images and burn their carved images with fire.
这是当年神要摩西晓谕以色列百姓的话。
And this was the word that God spoke to Moses to warn the Israelites.
没有错，神要把迦南地赐给他们做产业。
And it is true that God wanted to give them the land of Canaan as an inheritance.
这是神的应许。
This was the promise of God.
神有这个主权。
And God had the power to do it.
因为全地都是神的。
Because the whole land belonged to the Lord.
但是我们看到，当以色列百姓要领受神的应许，进入迦南地的时候，神仍然要他们尽自己该尽的本分。
But when we see that it was time for the Israelites to go and get this land of Canaan, they had to do according to what God had told them here.
那什么本分呢？
So what was their duty that God told them to do?
就是要打仗啊。
It is that they had to fight.
而且还要打胜仗才行啊。
And they had to be victorious in their fight.
要靠着神把原来住在迦南地的各族赶出去。
And to rely upon God to cast out all the people who were living in the land of Canaan at that time.
为什么？
Why?
只有两个理由。
There's only two reasons.
第一，因为领土冲突。
The first is because there was a conflict in their spirituality.
你要得地，就必须先把那地的人赶走或者灭掉。
Sorry, a difference in their land. So in order to partake of that land, you had to first cast all the people out of their land.
这样才能够真的拥有那块地的主权呢。
Only then will you be able to have the power over that piece of land.
我们请参考约书亚记十三章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 13.
第一节跟第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
请看约书亚记十三章第一节跟第二节。
Joshua chapter 13, verse 1 and 2. Now Joshua was old, advanced in years, and the Lord said to him, "You are old, advanced in years, and there remains very much land yet to be possessed. This is the land that yet remains, all the territory of the Philistines and all that of the Gergesites."
我们看到后来约书亚带以色列百姓进迦南以后，他并没有完全做到。
And we can see when Joshua brought the Israelites into the land of Canaan, he did not accomplish it all.
当他年老的时候，还有一些未得的地方。
And when he was old, there were still lands that had not yet been possessed.
就好像非利士地啊。
And just like the territory of the Philistines.
结果给以色列百姓留下不少的麻烦。
And that actually caused many difficulties for the Israelites.
第二个，因为信仰的冲突。
And the second was because there was a conflict in their faith.
神把以色列百姓带进迦南地，更重要的目的是什么？
What was the more important reason why God brought the Israelites into the land of Canaan?
就是希望他们在那里能够敬拜神啊。
Was so that they were able to go there and worship the Lord.
可是原来住在迦南地的各族全都拜偶像啊。
But actually, all the people who used to live in the land of Canaan, they all worshipped idols.
所以如果以色列百姓进迦南以后没有把这些民族赶走，那以色列百姓的信仰势必受到影响。
And so if the Israelites did not cast out all of the people who lived in the land of Canaan, then for sure their faith would be affected.
他们很可能会跟着拜偶像。
Very likely they would also go and worship idols.
结果自己反而被神灭绝了。
And then they themselves would be destroyed by God.
因此神为了要保守以色列百姓的信仰。
And so in order to preserve the faith of the Israelites,
为了不让以色列百姓走向灭亡。
So in order to preserve them from walking into destruction,
神才特别吩咐以色列百姓进迦南以后必须除灭迦南各族。
That is the reason why God instructed them that they must get rid of all of the people in the land of Canaan.
免得留下祸根啊。
And lest they leave some forces of...
只可惜后来以色列百姓也没有做到。
But yet we see that the Israelites also did not do this.
结果迦南各族真的成为他们信仰上的网罗。
And truly we see that the Canaanites became a stumbling block to them in their faith.
他们后来真的离开神去拜偶像。
And they truly did leave God to go and worship idols.
最后国家真的就这样灭亡了。
And then truly at the end their country was destroyed.
可见以上这两点的确是旧约以色列百姓之所以要打仗最主要的理由。
And so these two reasons are the most important reasons as to why the Israelites in the Old Testament had to fight in battle.
一个是领土的冲突。
And the first was there was a conflict in the land.
另一个是信仰的冲突。
And the second is a conflict in their faith.
好。因此今天如果我们从这个角度来看哥利亚。
And so today, if we take this point of view to take a look at Goliath,
我们会发现这一场战争只不过是以色列百姓跟迦南各族领土冲突跟信仰冲突的延伸而已。
Then we will see that these battles are just a result of the difference between the Israelites and the Canaanites' land and their faith.
而大卫跟哥利亚的对决更是这场冲突最具体的代表。
And then we can see that David and Goliath's battle was actually just a very clear, concrete manifestation of this battle.
为的是要保卫自己的领土，要捍卫自己的信仰。
And so what they were trying to do was just to protect their own land and to protect their own faith.
这个道理相信大家都懂。
And I believe that this is something we all know about.
重点是今天我们是不是可以把这个道理全盘用在我们的信仰生活当中呢？
The question now is whether or not we can use the learnings from here into our life of faith.
我们是不是也要组一支军队保护我们的会堂？
Do we also need to put together an army to protect our chapel?
我们是不是也要用这种方法来消灭那些信仰上抵挡我们的人。
Do we also need to use this way to go and destroy all the people who might hurt our faith?
是这样吗？
Is this what we should do?
请看约翰福音十八章。
Let's turn to John chapter 18.
请看约翰福音十八章。
John chapter 18.
33节到37节。
Verse 33 to 37.
约翰福音十八章33节到37节。
John chapter 18, verse 33 to 37. Verse 33. Then Pilate entered the praetorium again, called Jesus, and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered him, "Are you speaking for yourself on this, or did others tell you this about me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." Pilate therefore said to him, "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered, "You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice."
这是新约跟旧约很不一样的地方。
And this is a great difference between the Old and the New Testament.
我们从主耶稣当时回答比拉多的话就可以明白。
And we can understand this by looking at the words Jesus used to answer Pilate.
没有错，主耶稣是王。
It is true that the Lord Jesus was king.
他来到这个世界是为了要建立一个国。
And he came down to this world to establish a kingdom.
但是问题在主耶稣所要建立的国不属这个世界。
But the problem was that the kingdom that God wanted to establish did not belong to this world.
那么既然不属这个世界，那属什么呢？
And if it did not belong into this world, then what did it belong to?
当然是属神的。
Of course it belongs to God.
当然是属灵的啊。
And of course, it is a spiritual world.
所以当时主耶稣并没有用世上的征战那种方法来解决这个冲突。
And that is the reason why the Lord Jesus did not use physical warfare in this world to resolve this issue.
因为在新约时代，对神来说那个没有意思。
Because in the New Testament, according to the Lord Jesus, that kind of physical warfare was not useful.
为什么？
Why?
因为今天在新约时代。所谓的领土并不是地上的迦南地啊。
Because in the New Testament, when we talk about a piece of land that we want to get, it is not a physical piece of land on this earth.
乃是将来的天国。
It is actually the land or the kingdom in heaven.
更是现在的教会。
And even more so, it is the church of today.
尤其是我们每个人的心地啊。
And even more so, it is the land that is in our hearts.
请看路加福音十七章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 17.
请看路加福音十七章
，Luke chapter 17，
二十节二十一节
，verse 20 and 21。
路加福音十七章二十节二十一节
，Luke chapter 17 verse 20 and 21。Now when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, 'See here' or 'See there,' for indeed the kingdom of God is within you."
今天请问神的国在哪里
？And so today, where is the kingdom of God?
绝对不是肉眼所能见的哦。
It is not something you can see with your physical eyes.
难怪主耶稣说不能说在这里，也不能说在那里。
And that is why the Lord Jesus says that you can't say see here or see there.
那到底在哪里的
？So where is it?
主耶稣说就在你们心里。
And the Lord Jesus says that it is within you.
就在你们中间。
It is in your midst.
中间就是指教会啊。
In your midst, this refers to the church.
表示这是属灵的。
Meaning that this is spiritual.
是肉眼看不见的。
It is something you cannot see with your physical eyes.
因此，今天我们在信仰上真正的仇敌是谁
？And so today, who is our true enemy?
也绝对不是看得见的敌人。
And most definitely, it is not enemies that we can see with our eyes.
请看以弗所书第六章十二节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12.
请看以弗所书第六章十二节。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh or blood and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places.
今天我们征战的对象绝对不是属血气看得见的非利士人。
And today our enemies that we face is not the physical Philistines whom we can see.
而是天空属灵气看不见的恶魔。
And yet they are spiritual hosts of wickedness or evil that we cannot see.
再请看加拉太书第五章十七节。
And Galatians chapter 5 verse 17.
加拉太书五章十七节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 17.For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish.
今天我们征战的对象又是谁呢？
And so today, who are we battling against?
也绝对不是地上看得见的迦南七族哦。
And most definitely, it is not those seven kings in the land of Canaan.
而是原来就藏在我们心地里头那个看不见的七情六欲啊。
And rather, it is the lust and the fleshly lust that is hidden within our hearts that we cannot see.
所以今天如果我们从这个角度来看哥利亚
，And so today, if we use this point of view to look at Goliath,
哥利亚所带给我们的现代意义是什么呢
？So what is the meaning this the current meaning that Goliath brings to us？
今天的哥利亚绝对不是哪一个族群
，And Goliath today is not any sort of tribe。
更绝对不是哪一个人
，and most definitely it is not a specific person，
而是众圣的仇敌魔鬼
，but rather he is our greatest enemy， which is Satan，
是我们自己心地里头的情欲
，and it is the lust that lies within our own hearts。
今天魔鬼常常利用我们里面的哥利亚向我们挑战
，and so today Satan will use the Goliath that lives within us to challenge us，
借着情欲来攻击我们
，and to use our lust to go and attack us。
什么情欲呢？
And what kind of lust?
请看加拉太书五章十九节到二十一节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 19 to 20.
加拉太书五章十九节到二十一节。
Sorry, Galatians chapter 5 verse 19 to 21. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
今天魔鬼就是利用这些情欲来攻击我们的。
And so today, Satan will use these lusts to attack us.
就如同当年的哥利亚，每天从早到晚站在那边向我们发出无情的挑战。
And it was just like how Goliath at that time, day to night, he would stand there and yell challenges out to us.
彼得形容说那像吼叫的狮子。
And Peter describes this as a roaring lion.
为的是什么？
And why?
就是让我们失去自己的心地啊。
And so that we lose our own heart.
让我们的内心被罪恶控制，成为罪的奴仆。
And then for our heart to be controlled by sin, to become slaves of sin.
最后失去自己的灵命。
And at the end, then we lose our own life.
将来没有办法进入属灵的迦南地。
And in the future, we are not able to enter the spiritual Canaan.
没有办法承受天国的产业。
And we cannot receive the inheritance of heaven.
这才是今天我们在信仰上最可怕的问题，不是吗
？And isn't this the scariest part of our faith today？
因此，今天这场生死之战非打不可。
And so today we have to fight this battle between life and death。
而且一定要打赢。
And we have to be victorious over this battle。
我们绝对不可以像扫罗那样害怕退缩。
And we cannot be like Saul to be afraid and to back up。
反而要学大卫那样靠神刚强。
But rather, we must learn from David to trust in God to be strengthened.
然后勇敢去迎战。
And to bravely go into battle.
那怎么迎战
？And how did he win the battle?
那当然，用人的方法是绝对胜不了的了。
Of course, if we use man's way of doing things, then we cannot be victorious.
穿扫罗的战衣，用扫罗的刀枪，没有用啊。
And to put on Saul's armor and to take Saul's spear, those are all useless.
因为这场属灵战争的胜败不在于我们。
Because the winning of this battle is not within us.
乃在于全能的神。
But rather, it is in the hands of the Almighty God.
所以必须要用神的方法。
And that is the reason why we must use God's way.
那什么方法呢
？And what is God's way?
大卫的表现正带给我们非常重要的启示。
And David's behavior gives us very good example.
归纳起来有两点。
And if we just consolidate them, there's about two points here.
第一点
，The first，
请看回来撒母耳记上十七章的四十六节。
And let us return back to 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 46.
请看回来撒母耳记上十七章的四十六节。
1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 46. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel.
这是当年大卫向哥利亚所说的话。
And these are the words that David spoke to Goliath that day.
从他的话表现出大卫对神完全的信心。
And from his words, we can see David's complete faith in God.
这是大卫要战胜哥利亚第一个非常重要的方法。
So this was one very important way that David did in his battle.
用对神完全的信心来战胜过他。
To defeat Goliath using his complete faith in God.
因为信，所以不害怕。
Because he believed, he was not afraid.
因为信，所以不紧张。
And because he believed, then he was not nervous.
因为信，所以很安稳。
And because he believed, then he was very stable.
因为信，所以有力量。
And because he believed, then he had strength.
因为信，所以神同在。
And because he had faith, then that is why God abided with him.
这是要得胜非常重要的前提。
And so this is a very important requirement to be victorious.
而这种信心绝对不是一个空洞的口号。
And this kind of faith is not just an empty word.That we can speak,
而是一种实际的行为。
But rather, this has physical manifestations of what we do.
这种信心也绝对不是一时血气的冲动。
And this kind of faith does not come from just a moment of passion.
而是在平常信仰体验当中磨练出来的灵修。
But rather, it is a faith that comes from many years of working towards this faith.
难怪所发出来的力量会那么的大。
And no wonder that the strength that comes out of this faith is that strong.
功效会那么的明显。
And the effect of this faith is so evident.
今天我们也一样。
And so today we are the same.
请看彼得前书五章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5.
请看彼得前书五章八节九节。
First Peter chapter 5, verse 8 and 9.
彼得前书五章八节九节。
First Peter chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in your faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world.
今天魔鬼就好像吼叫的狮子那样凶猛啊。
And that is how the devil today is like this roaring lion, and that's how fierce he is.
那我们要怎么样才能够抵挡住他呢？
And what do we need to do to be able to withstand against him?
彼得长老告诉我们只有一个方法。
And Elder Peter tells us that there is just one way.
就是要用坚固的信心来抵挡他。
Which is to use our steadfast faith to resist him.
这样我们才有十足的把握。
And only then will be assured.
就好像当年的大卫啊。
Just like David at that time.
第二点，请看回来《撒母耳记上》十七章的四十九节。
The second point is let's refer back to 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 49.
请看回来《撒母耳记上》十七章四十九节。
1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 49.Then David put his hand in his back and took out a stone, and he slung it and struck the Philistine in his forehead, so that the stone sank into his forehead, and he fell on his face to the earth.
这一点非常重要哦。
And this point is very important.
这是大卫打死哥利亚第二个非常重要的方法。
And this is the second point of the reason why David was able to defeat Goliath.
他没有拿刀。也没有拿枪啊。
He did not bring a sword or a spear with him.
他只是用机旋将一颗光滑的石子甩出去，就这样而已。
And he just took a sling, and then he also took a smooth stone, and he slung it out of his sling, and that's how he killed him.
就这样打中了哥利亚的额头，不是打到背部哦，打到额头。
And he struck the Philistine in his forehead. He didn't hit him in the back, but he hit him in his forehead.
然后打进哥利亚的额内。
And then he was able to sink into his forehead.
这是一般人觉得这不可能的事情。
And this is something that most people think is impossible.
但是这却是打死哥利亚最有效的方法。
And yet this was the most effective way to kill Goliath.
今天我们也一样。
And so today we are the same.
怎么说呢？
And how can we say this?
两节圣经。
And two Bible verses.
请看哥罗西书第二章二十三节。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 2, verse 23.
哥罗西书第二章的二十三节。
Colossians chapter 2, verse 23.
哥罗西书
Colossians chapter 2, verse 23. These things indeed have an appearance of wisdom in self-imposed religion, false humility, and the neglect of the body, but are of no value against the indulgence of the flesh. Let's also look at Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书的第六章
Ephesians chapter 6,
第十节
verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
还有十一节
verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
还有十七节
verse 17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
今天我们要战胜魔鬼、致死、情欲，我们绝对不能用人的方法。
And so today, when we need to fight against devil to put to death the lust of the flesh, we cannot use man's way.
比如说照着人的吩咐啊。
And if we talk about using a command from somebody.
比如说用一些人所规定的规条啊。
Or to maybe make some man-made rules.
比如说用私欲崇拜、自表谦卑、苦待己身啊。
Or perhaps we might have some self-imposed religion and false humility and neglect of the body.
保罗说这些都没有用。
But Paul says that all of this is useless.
这个就好像大卫穿扫罗的战衣啊。
These are all things like as if David wore this armor of Saul.
不穿还好，穿上去走不动啊。
Even without wearing it, it was okay. But once he put it on, he couldn't even walk.
必须要脱下来。
And he had to take it off.
穿上神所赐给我们的全副军装。
And instead, put on the full armor of God.
虽然这种军装看不见。
And even though we cannot see this type of armor.
但是却只有这种军装才能抵挡魔鬼一切的火箭。
And yet, it is this kind of armor that is able to withstand against the wiles of the devil.
不但如此。
And not only this.
同时我们还要拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
We must also take with us the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
神的道真的好像一颗光滑的石子啊。
And the word of God is like this shining armor.
它完美无缺的。
And it is all perfect.
它全备真实，很硬啊。
And it is so.
而且只有一式，一颗就好。
And there, you only need one, and it is also very strong and hard.
所以当神的道靠着圣灵的能力阐明出来的那一刹那。
And so when you rely upon the word of God, relying on the spirit of God, in that very moment.
他就好像大卫用机旋甩石子出去那样。
Then it becomes just like David in that one moment to take the sling and those smooth stone to shake it, to sling it out. And
或许在人看来，这种方法有点笨。
And when you look at this to man, it might look a little dumb.
会觉得这个武器太简单。
You might think, wow, this weapon you use is too simple.
可是不要忘记，它却能发挥莫大的力量。
But yet, do not forget that this small, simple weapon was able to have great effect.
能够将额头打穿进去啊。
And to be able to strike the forehead and to sink it into the forehead.
可以将哥利亚杀死的。
And to be able to kill Goliath.
战胜恶魔，胜过情欲。
And to be able to overcome this lust.
把它一概致死。
And to at one in one sling to be able to put it to death.
这样我们才能够像当年的大卫，能够救自己又救自己的同胞。
And so that is the reason why if we do this, then we can save ourselves and we can save our people.
好，最后我们来看两段圣经。
And lastly, let us take a look at two Bible passages.
我们请看希伯来书第四章十二节。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12.
希伯来书四章十二节。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
再请看哥林多后书十章三到五节。
And let's also look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5.
哥林多后书十章三到五节。
Second Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5. For though we walk in this flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of God, of Christ.
没有错，今天我们的仇敌魔鬼相当可怕。
And it is true that our enemy, Satan, is very scary today.
他每天利用情欲想害死我们的灵命。
And every single day, he is trying to use lust to kill our faith.
就好像当年的哥利亚。
And just like what Goliath did at that time.
但是我们相信这场灵战一定可以胜过的。
But we believe that this spiritual battle is one that we can win.
为什么？
Why?
因为哥利亚不是问题啊。
Because Goliath is not the problem.
神更没有问题啊。
God has no problems.
问题只在我们自己。
The problem lies within ourselves.
请问我们对神是不是有完全的相信呢？
Let us ask ourselves, do we have true faith in God, complete faith in God?
请问我们真的在神的面前有能力吗？
And do we truly have power in front of God?
请问我们是用人的方法还是用神的方法？
And do we use man's way or do we use God's way?
我们有没有拿起圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道呢？
And have we picked up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God?
还有，我们能不能熟练运用这些道理呢？
And are we able to steadfastly use this word of God?
这才是最重要的关键。
And this is the most critical point.
请大家不要忘记。
And let us not forget.
神的道比两刃的剑还快哦。
And the word of God is sharper and faster than any two-edged sword.
只有它才能将我们心中的思想主义刺入剖开。
And only using that is it able to pierce within the division of our soul and our spirit and the joints and marrow.
让我们能够辨明。
And so that we may understand.
只有它才能够攻破坚固的营垒，打破至高的城。
And that only through him and only through the word of God are we able to defeat this.
然后将自己和听我们的人所有的心意夺回来。
And then for us and for those who hear all this is able to be, we are able to win their hearts back.
使大家都能够顺服基督。
And so that we may all submit to our Lord Jesus.
这样才有可能自救而后救人，就像当年的大卫。
And only then are we able to save ourselves and we save others as well, just like David did at that time.
请问不是这样吗？
And I ask you, is it not this way?
恳求上主感动我们，帮助我们。
And may what we have shared help us and move us.
最后唱诗。
Let us